I think obviously we got to look at it. I think when you look at, I don't think Matt played well in this game. Obviously, I thought Terrell came in and gave us a spark. I thought he played well in the game. I mean, I think that's something that we just got to go and look at it. I mean, I'm not gonna make any decisions on anything, obviously, tonight. I mean, I want to get a chance to go back and look at the tape and, see how things went. But it was obvious that Terrell gave us a little bit of a spark tonight. Well, I think the positive is I thought we battled back, in the second half. I thought for the second straight week, I thought our second team players came out and competed and played well in the second half of the games. Obviously, we didn't start off the way that we wanted to start off, and we can't continue to spot teams like that in the first half of games. We got to come out. We got to play better. We got to execute better, specifically early in the game. There were some positive things there with the way that Terrell came in and played. I thought Matt McGloin did some good things there in the second half. Thought we competed with the second group. But there's obviously a lot of things that we got to get fixed, specifically early in the game. Say it again.
Did you plan to play film a little more, or did you see enough before you figure
out? No, that was kind of what the plan was going into the game, that at some point there in the first half we wanted to get a series or two with Terrell. I felt like he was playing well, and I wanted to see a little bit more of him.
Dennis, are you satisfied with the effort from your defense tonight? It seemed like there were some missed tackles.
No. We got to play better. We got to execute better. We got to play better. And it's really the bottom line.
Can you talk about your run defense specifically?
Well, I didn't think it was good enough. And without actually going back and seeing the tape to be able to go through exactly where the breakdowns were, I didn't think the speed was good enough. I didn't think the tackling was good enough, and I thought we made too many, mistakes and too many errors.
Decent first game for DJ. I mean, the first pass kind of got juked a little bit, but he came back.
Yeah, he made a couple plays. I mean, he was rusty. And there's no question about it. He was rusty. It's his first game experience since November of last year. So I'm sure we'll go back and look at the tape and see that there were some positives in there, as well as a lot of things that we got to try to get corrected. So I'm glad he was able to get out there and play. I'm glad he got that, there was a lot of first that he got out of the way tonight. So I'm looking for him to continue to improve as we move forward. Yeah. Physically, as far as I know right now, he came out of it just fine.
You said that you most wanted to see Flynn protect the ball. That's kind of why he's here. The fact that he gave up two picks, is that the most disturbing part of that?
Yeah, I mean, we gotta listen, we can't make those mistakes, especially against a good football team, and expect to win the ball game. I mean, we gotta be able to protect the football. We need to be able to take the ball away more on defense. Offensively and defensively, we didn't play together tonight. We turned the ball over, which gave them opportunities to score. Defensively, we didn't do a good enough job of stopping them, which forced the offense into a little bit more, of a catch-up mode type of game plan. And we got to do a better job of playing as a team and being able to execute the game plan. Well, hey, listen, I want to take a look at that, just like any other position, just like anything else we look at, and I want to look at what gives us the best chance to win, and that's all I'm concerned about.
Did your offensive line take a small step forward today?
We didn't do a good enough job in the first half. All right. So small step forward, you know, I don't know, you know, I look at the first half and say, we got to play better.
What is it about priority against the game spark?
Well, I mean, I think it's his mobility, you know, his mobility you know, he was able to create some plays down the field, you know, and you look at, you know, listen, he made some throws down the field too that, you know, were impressive throws. And, you know, what I want to look at is, okay, who gives us the best chance to move the ball down the field and score points? All right. And what combination of things give us the best chance to move the ball down the field and score points? All right. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to look at one night and say and base any type of decision based off of one night. Okay, I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna look at it and we'll see where we go from here. Well, I think Terrell played better tonight.
On the Jenny Custom miss, was that possibly not a great goal?
I'll have to look at it. You know. He didn't miss many, you know, so there's obviously something that, you know, didn't quite go right. So
how big is that in a punter competition?
I think it's a big factor.
So
you know,
Darren's situation was just playing it safe for caution, you expect
he's. Yeah, if we had to play a regular season game today, he would have played. Streeter had a concussion. Yeah, you know, it was kind of – we kind of were thinking about getting him some snaps there at the end of the game. And, you know, I felt Matt gave us a better chance, you know, right now to get the ball in the end zone there at the end of the game. So I wanted to give him, you know, one more shot.
Any other injuries besides?
Bryce Butler's, you know, still got the hamstring. It's tightened up on him. Hosilio Hansen with a groin and Usama Young with a hamstring.
Flynn's first interception looked like he threw short and Denarius took the route longer. Do you know what the call was there?
Yeah, I mean, there was miscommunication between the two as to, you know, what was supposed to happen, and those things can't happen.